Here, a Mishnah is Masechta Erechin, Perek Vov. Mishnalef Shum HaYisoyimim Shloshim Yoyim. If for some reason Bezdin has to take away property, he has to pay up a chayiv from Yisoyimim, that means orphans, and the Ketanim, they're under Bar Mitzvah. Their father died, and there's a chayiv now that the father has to pay. So Bezdin has to sell the property. So Locher is Shloshim Yoyim. Bezdin doesn't sell it until they first estimate it. Then they put out the price for 30 days. They announce it to make sure they get the best price possible. For Shuma Hegdish, if Bez never wants to sell property that belongs to Hegdish, so we pray to it, Hegdish needs the money. So Shishim Yoyim, they have to proclaim it for 60 days, people should know they want to sell it in order to get the best price. Or Machrizim Abaykeverov, the Machriz, they proclaim it twice, once in the morning, once in the evening. Now HaMakdish Nechosu, somebody's Makdish's property, for Yisol of Ksubis Isha, he has a chayv to pay, he has a Ksubis Isha. Now, this ksubas isha does not mean that she gave the get to a wife already. It just means that he has a chayv to pay his wife a ksuba whenever it comes about. So his makdish is nechosim first, but b'shas he was makdish them, his property was meshuba to the ksuba. So therefore later, if he does give his wife a get, she'll be able to collect the ksuba from, take away the property from Hegdish. So now, Reb Lezer says, Kishi Gershenov, if the husband gives a get to his wife, we have to be afraid maybe they're making a trick between them. And as the husband realizes that he doesn't have any money now, so he wants to get property back from Hegdish. So he'll give his wife a get, and she'll go and collect the ksuba from Hegdish, and then they'll remarry again. So therefore, Blaz holds that when the husband gives his wife a get, is yander hano, he has to make a neder that he will never remarry her. So then we know he really means to give her a get. Rabbi Yeshua, I know, and it's sorry, don't have to be afraid about this, because they won't make kanunya, or else he yells that the neder doesn't help. So therefore, you don't have to make this neder. Or else the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua holds, if the person really wanted to make a trick against Hegdish, he could have been shoyl, he could have been matter his whole Hegdish in the first place, and therefore it wouldn't be Hegdish. So therefore he has no purpose, like he has no reason just to give his wife a get. Therefore we're not afraid of a trick. Kiyotzeboy, similar to this, Amr Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, if somebody is a guarantee to pay up the wife's ksuba, like when she first got married, the Baal is mechayv himself to pay a ksuba, and it's sad that he can't afford it, he made a guarantee on Orif. So Locher is that this Orif that guaranteed it, and now later the husband gives his wife a get. So similarly, we have to be afraid maybe he's making a trick here that she'll be able to collect a ksuba from the Orif, and then with the money they'll remarry again. So again, that yader hano, we make the husband make a neder that he will not remarry his wife again. Why? Because shem yasek kanunya al nechosiv shalzer v'yachzer as ishto. We have to be afraid maybe this person will make a trick, a kanunya, just in order to be able to get the property away from that person. His wife will be able to collect the ksuba from that person, and then they'll remarry again. So in order to stop this, we have to make sure when they give a get, he really means it. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Hamakdish nechosiv. If Reuven was makdish all his property, but for Yisol of ksuba sisha, here the case is he already gave a get to his wife, and he already has a chiyuv to pay the ksuba. Or also baal chayiv, he already owes somebody money. So it comes out when he was makdish to the fields, that much money that's against his ksuba, against the chayiv, is not really chal hegdish altogether. But still, the Mishnah says a chiddush that eino isha yechol ligvois ksubasim in a hegdish. That the Isha has no right to go and collect her money, the amount of the ksuba, take it away, stand from Hegdish. And the same halacha, for loy bal chayv es chayvoy, the bal chayv that has the right to collect the money from this Reuven. So it comes out that the Hegdish was not chal against that money. Still, he has no right to go straight to take it away from Hegdish. El rather, midrabbanan, is such a halacha that ha poida, first you have to redeem a little bit. You have to redeem, give some money to Hegdish to redeem it back. Almanas litein liisha ksuba, almanas that you're paid back this karka to give it to the isha for ksuba, or else the baal chayv es chayvay. So with the rabbanu though, we do not stop want the money to go straight out of Hegdish to the baal chayv, to the isha, to where it should be midiraisa, because it's a mara sign that looks like a gistam take the chosim away from Hegdish. So therefore with the rabbanu, first we want you to be paid to it. And sometimes the pshat is, let's say this karka was worth $200, and the chayv is only $100. So we tell now somebody to come and be poiderit from karka. So usually you have to pay $200, that's what it's worth. But we tell this person, when you're poyder it now, like $100 of the karka you're going to have to give to the ksubas isha. So all you have to pay for the field to be poyder is just the extra $100 that you're going to keep. So a koporim, it does not look like it's going out from hegdish bechinam. It looks like there's a din pediya. But a koporim, you do not lose out. Like, you only have to pay the excessive money over the choiv, because that's only how much karka you're going to keep. What's going to be? Let's say when Reuven was makdish his field was only worth 90 mana. And he owed 100 mana. So it comes out really that it's not chal at all the hegdish. So nobody's going to come and be paid with it right now because he gets nothing. The $90 has to go straight to the choiv. So what do we do here? When we don't want it to go out the chinam, it's not nice. So Mishnah says, Moisevoy dinner. We make the malva give another dinner to the loiva. And the loiva takes that dinner and uses it to give it to Hegdish to be paid for it. Almanas, on a condition like that with this ksoda, that he's paid or not, he's going to keep it, but rather litain lishik subasa, or the baal chayv es chayv. Give it to the baal chayv, it's chayv. Now, Mishnah Gimel. Afo pi shomu, even though it was said that chayv erchin mamashkin anaisai, somebody has a chiv to pay up his erchin, and he takes his time about it, so Bezdin goes down and takes away a mashkin from him. Still, noistin loy mosan shloshim yom. We don't take away everything that he has. We have to make sure he still has what to live with. And therefore, he has to have enough food to live for 30 days. We have enough clothing for a year. Omito mutsos and a bed made with the linen. Visandal, and he has to have shoes or tefillin, leave over his tefillin. In other words, the person claims he can't afford to pay, so Bezin goes and takes away mashkin, means takes away things, the articles that he owns. But we have to leave over things that we need to live with. We do not have to leave over by him money to feed his wife, or as Lola Baram, not to feed his kids. Because then Erechin is, we have to make sure he stays alive with Dashan Apostik. But not for his children, not for his wife. And more human, let's say the person was a craftsman, had a umnis. So then, unless he was a carpenter, so noistin loy shnei kleyum. We have to leave over two kelim, like two saws, mikol mivim, and every type he needs, like lemoshul chorish. Let's say he was a carpenter, so noistin loy shnei matzod, and leave over two axes, or shnei megeris, and two saws for him. That's the least that he needs. Reb Lezer Weimer imhoy icher. Let's say he was a plow. He worked on the fields. So noistin loy is timlo. You have to leave over his yoke that he puts over the animals. He owed us also called the kliyumnis. Mashmatanakamol, that's not called the kliyumnis. Chamor, let's say somebody did business by using his donkeys. He would carry, transport things on them. So noistin lo yas chamor, we do not take away his chamor. That's what he does his panosa with, and that we have to leave over. Mishnah Dalet. Ho yiminechen rub, let's say he had a lot of, let's say he has 10 axes, this carpenter. He only had one saw. So Einoim, we do not say when we take away his like 8 axes now, Einoim, we do not say let him sell one of the axes first. And buy what he doesn't have so much, means buy another saw, so he should end up to have at least two saws. We don't say that. True, we don't take away all the axes, we'll leave over two axes. But that's all. And we only leave over the one saw. Since he was able to manage until now with one saw, we'll leave over that one saw. Hamakdish has nechosa, somebody's makdish his property. Malon lo yas tefillah, means he's even makdish his tefillin also. And therefore, later we tell him to be pointed back from Hegdish, he has to pay the value to Hegdish. Mishnah Hei. Echer hamakdish has nechosa, v'echer hamarech es atzmai. Somebody's makdish his property. Or somebody is makdish, or somebody is marich, es atzmai. In other words, whether he's makdish all his nechosim, whether he's makabel upon himself to give his erchin to hegdish, and he doesn't have enough money, so how much do we take away from him? Is ein loy loy b'ksus ishta? We have no right to take away his wife's clothing. For loy b'ksus bottom, not his children's clothing. That like that's not his. We only take away what belongs to him, now what belongs to his wife or his children. If you have, let's say, a wool that was dyed for the purpose of your wife to use, even though she didn't use it yet, you can't take it away. If you bought a new shoes, for them also we can't take it away. Now, even though it was said, Avodim Nimkorim, Biksusan Lishvach, means if you want to sell your Evid on the marketplace, so the Eitzer is dress him up, make him look nice, and you get a better price. Shim tilkach loik sus b'shloshim dinar, if you buy him a good suit for $30, mashpiach u'mon will become worth $100 more, so it's kedai to do this. V'chein, the same thing a normal person will do with his purr, with his cow. If you wait to sell it on the marketplace, nitlis, the Shabbat says you get a much better price there. Somebody has pearls here, so he wants to sell it now in the cheap, in the road, on the small villages. But he knows that Malam Moshe Lekrach, if you wait to come to the big city, the Shabbat says you get a better price. So a normal businessman would do that. He would not sell it right now, but he'll wait till a better time when he gets a better price. Still, the Mishnah says no. When Hegdish comes to take away your property, what you own, to get the value that you have to give it to Hegdish, we go boss of the way it's worth right now. That's called Mekayma, we you are. And at this time right now, we do not tell you to wait another day or two. We do not tell you to wait till you go to another place. Even though a normal businessman would do that, but that's the lach of an Hegdish. Hegdish is paid the way it's worth right now and right here. Rav Teperek Shvi, Mishnah Aleph. It says, "Ein magdishin lefnei ha'yovel pochus mishtei shonim. Should not be magdish your field before yovel, at least 2 years before yovel. For loygoylin, should not redeem it liachra yovel after yovel pochus mishona, less than a year." So Mor explains that after it says you should not be makdish your field of near yovel less than 2 years, that means to say if you want to be able to redeem it back with the cheap price of a choymer sorim with chemishim shkolim, that's only if there's at least 2 years before yovel. But avad lamaisi, if you makdish it even a year or a day before yovel, the hegdish is chal, because you don't have the right to redeem it back with that cheap price of 50 shkolim. That has to be at least 2 years before Hegdish. Now it says you can't be goyel to redeem it back after a yovel. Less than a year, you have to wait for at least a year after yovel to redeem it back. By yistei achuzah, if you're makdish it, you can't redeem it less than a year. Ein mechashvin chadoshim Hegdish. We don't count months for Hegdish. Avol Hegdish mechashiv chadoshim. But Hegdish does count months. Meaning to say, it's not enough to say, let's say if 6 months pass by, it's the end of the year, that's not called the year went by. But for Hegdish, I mean to say, we have to wait till the full year, 12 months goes by. Avol Hegdish, but Hegdish tigalocha, that is mechashiv chadoshim. Meaning to say, when Hegdish will gain to be mechashiv the months, then we do. Like Lamosha, let's say you are makdish it a year and a half before Yovel. So since you can't buy that, there's less than 2 years, even though it's only 6 months of the year that went by, but now Lamaisa is less than 2 years to go to Yovel. Therefore, if somebody wants to redeem the karka now, he does not have the cheaper price of chamishim shkolim, but rather will have to be paid with Lashaviyov. So to give it for gain of Hegdish, then we are mechashiv chadoshim. Meaning to say, if months of the year went by, it's still like you do not have a complete year left. Then the Mishnah says, Hamakdish es sodei b'shasa yovel. Let's say you makdish your field. B'shasa yovel means bizman that yovel is noig, when the Rav Kleisol is living in Eretz Yisrael. The Halacha reads is a special kula to say that noisein bezera choy mesorim. You have a right to redeem back a field that's big enough that you could plant in it a chaymer, which means a kur, which is 30 saw of barley seeds. How big of a field you need to plant it with your hands? Chamishim shekel kesef, right to redeem back that big field, only paying 50 shkolim. That's a special kula when you makdish your own steyachuzah. Hoyu shometzi, in this field there were nekoyim amukim asar tfachim, there were ditches or holes deep 10 tfachim, or sloim ros, there were stones gvoyim asar tfachim above 10 tfachim tall, einim dodo denimo, they're not included in this cheshbin, but rather you have to redeem them by themselves, how much they're actually worth. Pochus mikana said that the hole is smaller than 10, then einim dodo denimo included with it. Hegdish, let's say you makdish your fields, and the Gemara explains because if it's less than 10, then it's like bota to the karka, it's called part of the karka. What's going to be Hegdish or Shtayim or Shalosh Ramachnei of Yevil? You makdish your field 2 or 3 years before Yevil. So then the locher is, when you want to be poyder it now, is nois and sela punyin lashana. The cheshbon is for every year to go, you have to pay a sela and a little bit more for each year. The Torah says 50 shkolim, which is really only 49 years. So 50 means the extra one is divided between the 49. That's how you get for every year, it's worth a sela and a punyin. Imam, what's going to be the person says, let's say he wants to redeem it back now 5 years before Yovel. So really what he owes to Hegdish is five sloyim and five punyin. The person says, listen, I'll pay you back only one now. Every year I'll pay you back one. I'll pay you in payments. That's Ein Shemla. We don't listen to him. You have to pay him the whole thing at one shot. You cannot make payments to Hegdish. When you want to be paid with it, you have to pay the whole thing, all the money at one time. Mishneh Beis. Echad HaBailim V'Echad Kolodim, whether you're the owner that was Makdish at first or somebody else is being paid with it now from Hegdish, you both have a right to be paid with this cheshbin of 50 sloyim according to the cheshbin of a base kur. If so, ma ben habayin ben kolodim, what's the difference between the owner and somebody else if he's poided with back from Hegdish? Ela shabayin noislim chemish, the bailim has to add a fifth to it. The cholodim ain't a noislim chemish, everybody else does not have to add the fifth. Mishneh Gimel, Hegdisha, let's say you are makdish, you own soda, yestei achuza, ugol, and then you redeem it back from Hegdish. So einu yaitzim yadav yevel, it does not go out of your hands on yevel, since you were the original owner, when you redeem it, you keep it forever. Gola b'noi, let's say your son redeemed it from Hegdish. So lochri is yotzel yevel b'yevel. When it comes yevel, it goes back to the father. He has the right to keep it. Still called in his reshus. What's going to be gola achar? Let's say somebody else redeemed it. The sode Ruven was makdish his sode achuze, sode hiyashin from his father. Ruven was makdish it. And then Shimon came along, somebody else came along and redeemed it. Or yechud min akrevim, or even if one of the other krevim of Reuven, as long as it's not his son, let's say his brother or his uncle, came and redeemed it. Then our guest, the missionary, is Ugolam Yoda. Let's say the original owner now went and redeemed it back from that one. So our guest is, Einu yoytzim yoda v'yevul. When it comes yevul, it does not leave his hand to go back to give to the Kohanim. Where usually the lochur is, let's say you're makdish yestei achuza, and then you do not redeem it back, but somebody else redeems it back. So lochur is, when it comes yevul, it goes back to the Kohanim. So here the chiddush is that since the original owner went and bought it off the poydel, so he has a right to keep it, according to our girsa. What's going to be golo echud min kahanim? Let's say one of the kahanim bought it off Hegdish. He redeemed it from Hegdish. So varehi takas yoda. Now when it becomes yevul, this kohen is holding on to it. So lochur is lo yomer. The kohen does not have a right to say, ho yovi yoitz lekahanim yevul. Let's say somebody else would have redeemed this field off Hegdish, not the original makdish. So lochur is, we just said that by yevul will go back to the kahanim or the mishmer to the kahanim and the mishmer of that time. Yeah, so this kohen should say lechura, listen, anyway, this field is supposed to go to the kohanim. Forehi takas yodi, and right now I have it. Yeah, so harei l'shali, it should belong to me, and maybe I do not have to give it to the rest of the kohanim, but I should have a right to hold on to it. Again, where Reuven was makdish yestei achuza, and now a kohen came and redeemed it. So when it comes yevul, he doesn't have a right to say, since he has, let him keep it already, but rather, l'yoytz l'cholecha b'kanim. No, it goes out to all the rest of the kanim. He has to share it equally with all the kanim in that mishmer. Mishneh Dalet. What's going to be higi ha-yevul l'nigula? Let's say it comes yevul, and the original one that was marked the shit did not redeem it back yet. So lochur is ha-kohanim nechnoslim toichoy. The kohanim have a right to keep it now. It goes to all the kohanim of that mishmer that yevul comes in. V'noisnin esto meho divu Reb Yuda. Reb Yuda holds that the kohanim that take it now has to redeem it. Like they have to pay money for it. As they have a right to keep it, but have to give the money to Hegdish. They give chamishim selo v'chol beis kur. Reb Shimon Oimer nechnosim have a right to go in. Avoloi noisnin, they don't have to pay any money for it. It goes to them as matnes kuna-like, they don't have to pay for it. Reb Elezer, Reb Elezer Shiter is loy nechnosim loy noisim. They have no right to go in. They do not get it. But the Reuven was makdish his stei achuza, and even though it becomes yevul, he did not redeem it. It does not go out to the kohanim according to Reb Elezer. Ela rather nikreis stei retushim. There's a name that's called the stei retushim. Is a field that's just left over. Retushim means nobody uses it. I mean the owner left it alone. Ad hayevul hashen until the second yevul. In other words, the owner still has a right to redeem it back after the first yevul. Hegiya ha-yovel ashen, let's say it comes the next yovel, v'loy nigel, and still nobody redeemed it yet. So again, the kareis retushim retushim is called now a double feel, a leftover twice by its owner. Ad ha-yovel ashlishi, and le'olam nalacha reads according to Rabbi Lezer, that ein ha-kanim nechdosim le'toichoy, that the kanim never have a right to take their field. Ad shigalenu achar, only in a case where somebody else redeemed it back from Hegdish. Then the halacha is that when it comes Yovel, it goes out to the Kohanim. But as long as nobody redeemed it back from Hegdish, Rabbi Lezer Shita is, it does not go out to the Kohanim. And if the owner wants to, he can still redeem it. And that's a shaila in the Gemara. Let's say the original owner redeems it now, after the first Yovel, Madinoi. Does he have a right to keep it? Or do we say now he's called Kachad? That's a maskana, called Kachadami. And at the end of the next Yovel, it would go back to the Kohanim. Mishnehei, halakeyach sade meyoviv. Let's say somebody buys a field off his father. Right now the father's alive, and the son bought the field off his father. Then meis oviv, then the father dies. So now that the father dies, this sod is called the steachuz, it's a sod that he ashened. At the beginning though, before the father died, it was called the sod emikne, it was a field that he bought. Now the father died. Now the son is makdish the field. So there's a big difference whether you makdish a sod emikne, a field that you just bought, that by Yovel it goes back to the original owner, you don't receive it, or else what is called the Steachuza. So Locher here is Harei Kesteachuza. This field is considered like a Steachuza, and you have the Kula, you have a right to redeem it back with 50 Shkolim according to the Cheshmer of a base Kur. But if it would have been a Sadi Mikna, you would not have this Kula. So since Lamaisa, by the time you were Makdashit, the father already died, so you Yash in the field, it's called the Steachuza. What's going to be though, Higdisha? First you will makdish this field that you bought off your father. So at the time when you will makdish it, it was only a stay mikna. V'yachakach meisav, and then your father dies. So arehi k'stay mikna. Ishno, this field now was only like a stay mikna, since at the time when you will makdish it, your father was alive. So it was only called the sode mikna. So halacha is, you have a right to you could redeem it, but you have to pay full price. You would not have the kula of chamishim shkolim. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Shimon says, again, Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, that Kistei Achuza, no, this field is still considered like a field that you yashin from your father, and you have the kula, you can redeem it back with 50 shkolim. Shnema, because the pasuk says, V'yimis sadei miknosoi, asheloi mistei achuzosoi, a field that you bought, but the pasuk says that's not from the sadei achuza, meaning to say, what has the loch of the sadei mikna, sadei that you bought, that then if you're makdish, if you want to redeem it, you have to pay full price. That's only a sod sheinu ruya liyasteachuza, only a field that's not fit at all to become a steachuza, that you should yashin it. But yoytzezu, it goes at this field, she ruya liyasteachuza, this field is fit for you to be a steachuza. What's the maisa? If you, it's roy for your father to die, and you'd yashin it. So even though you're makdish before your father died, still it has lach of a steachuza. Now the Mishnah says, stay mikna, regular field that you bought off somebody and you mark the shit. So let's say you did not redeem it back by Yovel. The locher is, Eino yoitz lekahanim yovel, does not go out to the Kahanim by Yovel. Or even if somebody redeemed it off Hegdish, by Yovel does not go back to the Kahanim like Estei Achuzah does. Sheinod makdish shaydove sheinish loy, because the chila, when you mark the shit, you only mark as long as you own it. If you buy a field or somebody else, the locher is, by Yovel it goes back to him. So therefore, when you're makdish it now, your koyach of hegdish is only until Yovel. So when it becomes Yovel, it goes back to the original owner. Now the Mishnah says, Kahanim uluvim makdishim liyolim. There's a special kula for a kohen or a levi. He can be makdish his field whenever he wants. Even on Mishnas ha-Yovel atzmo, that a regular Yisrael cannot be makdish his field, but a kohen or a levi could. And Adin v'goyelim liyolim, they have a right to redeem back their field if they will makdish it. They have a right to redeem it back whenever they want. Bein lefnei yovel, even though it's right before yovel. Bein liyachah yovel, even though it's right after yovel. And even if the kohen did not redeem it back throughout the whole yovel, after yovel still he has a right to redeem it back. He never loses it. Like the pasuk says, "Gulas olam tiu lalaviyim." Yeah, Perek Shmini, Mishnah. Hamaktish esodeyu b'shor she'eno yovel. If somebody is makdish, even his steyachuza, a field that he yashin from his father, but a yashin b'zman, there's no yovel, like b'zman is there, means after the golos and klayis or left Eretz Yisrael, if we don't have all of the yidin in Eretz Yisrael, we're not noig yovel. So therefore, there's no halacha that the field goes back by yovel. and therefore there's also no halacha that you could redeem it back for 50 shkolim. But rather, if you want to redeem it back, you'll have to pay the full price. So therefore, imrim loy, like the gizbor from the Hegdish says to the owner, psacha terishin, you open up first, means you tell us how much of a price you would like to pay to redeem back your field. And the reason why we want the original owner to redeem it, because if he redeems it, he has to add a fifth. Segdish like once again on the deal, therefore they go to the Bailam first. But if somebody else redeems the field or Segdish, they would not have to add another fifth. Now, what's happened with one person? Shigdish says, Sodei Yimifnei Rosa. He was makdish the field because the field wasn't worth anything. Like you had to put more money into it than you would get out. So when Cain led it to redeem it, so the gizba said to the owner, Psacha Terishin, open up first, like you start off, give a bid, give a price. Omar, he said like this, Harei Shali Bi'issa, I'll take it for one Isser. No, it's not worth too much. I'll take it for one Isser. Which one Isser is really eight prutas. So Omar Bi'issi says that wasn't the story, but the case was, Lo Yomazi Elabekabetza, that the person said, to me the field is worth a beitza. He did not say an iser, but rather he said, to me it's worth an egg. She and the klal, Rabbi Yosef says a chiddush here, she hegdish nifta bekesef of a shova kesef, because really if you want to redeem something from hegdish, you do not bedavka have to give money or cash, you could give shova kesef also. Omoloi, so the gizbe said back to this owner, he giascho, okay, it's yours, you can have it. So it comes out, Nimsa Masa Nisar, Visudei Lefonov, that the person lost a Nisar and he keeps the field. Meaning to say, like, it's not even worth a Nisar, really. Therefore, he loses out. The Gemara says that the Chum also really agree he could be Poida with Shova Kesef. Because they hold that he can't be Poida less than four Prutas. In order that the Chayma Shu'ir on it should also be at least a Shova Pruta. But the kid to this person got back his field, he spent an Nisar for it, even though it really wasn't worth it. Mishnah Beis, Omar Echad, let's say one person says that when Shpashaz Bezdim wants to sell off a field, to be paid for a field, so Omar Echad, one person says, Harei Yishali B'yesa Sloyim, I'll pay 10 Sloyim for it. For Yechudim, another person says, B'yesim, I'll pay 20 Sloyim to redeem it from Hegdish. For Yechudim, B'shleshim, a third one says, I'll pay 30. For Yechudim, B'yaboyim, a fourth one said 40. For Yechudim, B'chamishim, a fifth one said 50. So the Churu, the one that said 50, really he should get it. But now, Chozda Baisha Chamishim, that the one that said 50 retracted, but the one that said 40 still holds by his words. So the Chur Bezdin sells it to one that said 40, but the one that said 50, like he really caused Hegdish to lose out 10. Therefore, the Lachur is Mamashkinin Minchosav Ad Eser. Bezdin has a right to go down to his property and take away a mashkin, take away a pledge, up until 10 Sloyim, as if to say, he's Achroi, that Bezdin should receive the 50 Sloyim. And therefore, if Bezdin only receives 40, he has to pay another 10. What's going to be Chozo Boi Shalaboyim? Let's say after the 50 retracted, then later the 40 retracted. So, Mamashkin and Mechosav Ad Eser, the same thing. We sell to the one that said 30, and the one that said 40 made Hegdish lose out 10, so we take away 10 from him. Chozo Boi Shalaboyim, let's say the one that said 30 retracted, now, or after one after another later on, is Mamashkin and Mechosav Ad Eser, the same thing. We sell to the one that said 20, and since we're losing out 10, you have to pay the 10. Chozo Boi Shalaboyim, let's say the one that said 20 retracted. Mamashkin Mechosav Ad Eser, the same thing, we sell to the one that said 10, and the one that said 20 owes 10 to Hegdish. Chozo Boi Shalaboyim, so let's see, the one that said Eser, now he also retracts. So, Moichrin Oisa, so what Bezdin does is, Bezdin sells it to somebody else, Bishavya, whatever it's worth. Let's say they only get 8 Sloyim, they only get 6 Sloyim. Now, the one that said 10, how much is he making Hegdish lose out? Only 4. If Bezdin sells it for 6, so it's only losing out 4. Therefore, v'nifroyim ishal eser esa moiser, we collect the extra, and as much as Bezdin is not getting up until 10. If they're only getting 6, so the extra until 10, we collect from that person. Because since he said 10, he's achroy to see that Bezdin should get 10 sloyim. What's going to be ha'boilem oimim b'yesrim? The Bible, the original owner, said he'll pay 20. The chol oidem oimim b'yesrim, and other people also say they'll pay $20 to redeem this field. So lochris ha'boilem koidrim. Avad, we give it to the owner, he should have the right to redeem it first. And the reason is, mefnei, shein moisifim b'chaymish. Because we add a chaymish, because with him, he has to add a chaymish. So therefore, have the Hegdish gains, therefore we sell to the Bailam over somebody else. Here, Mishnah Gimel. What's going to be, Omar Echad, harei shali b'esrim v'yachas. Reuben comes and says he'll redeem back this field. He did not sell it to Hegdish. He was not Magdish it. When Reuben, stama person, comes and says he'll redeem it off Hegdish for 21 sloyim. Ha-Bailim noistim esum sheis. Again, the Bailim says he'll only give 20. So Locher is, when he says 20, he has to add a fifth to it. It comes out to be 25. Now, since somebody else offered to give 21, that's the Locher we force like the Bailim to pay as if it was worth 21, the extra one. Now, on this extra one, we do not make a chaymish. So he only pays a chaymish on the 20 that he said he would pay. And for that, it comes out to be 25. But we add one more because somebody else said it's worth one more than 20. What's going to be b'yesu mishtayim? Let's say this person, Reuven, said he'll pay 22 for it. Then the cheshbin is a b'ilam esu mesu mishava, the same thing. B'ilam has to pay 25 because of his 20 and extra chaymish, fifth. And two more because this person said two more than 20. What's going to be b'yesu mishalish? Somebody said they'll pay 23, sloying for the field. So again, ha'bailam noisim esim ashorin, the same thing, 25 is 20 and 5 and 3 more, because this person said 23. What's going to be b'yesrim v'yarba, the same thing, ha'bailam noisim esim v'seisha, he has to pay 29. All right, turn over. So again, what's going to be, again, b'yesim v'shalosh, the person said he'll pay 23. So b'ilam noistim esim v'shmeinam. What's going to be b'yesim v'yarba? Somebody said he'll pay 24. So again, the owner has to pay al sis 20 that he said in 5, 25 plus 4. Ha'b'ilam noistim esim v'seisha, 29. What's going to be b'yesim v'chomish? Let's say somebody else said he'll pay 25. So still, the ha'b'ilam noistim shloshim still be given to the b'ilam, because the b'ilam, what he said alone, would also be 25. And that's this chiddush for hegdish. We have right to charge him another 5 that the other person said it was worth. And the klal is, the Mishnah says, shein moisif and chaymish ali luyoy shozer. We do not make the bailam pay a fifth upon what this other person said it was worth more than what he wanted to pay. Like we explained, he only has to pay a chaymish on the 20 slam that he himself agreed to pay. Shows we make him pay this iluy, just the money itself, not a chaymish. What's going to be Omar Echad Harei Shali B'yesum V'sheis? Reuven said he'll pay 26 loyim for the karka. So it's like this. Imrotzu Abaylam Litim Shleishim V'yachas V'dinur is Abaylam Koidim. If the Abaylam want to pay 31 in a dinner, they come first. V'yimlav, if not, Omrim Higascho. We tell this person wants to buy for 26, he got it, he keeps it. And the Gemara really explains the Mishnah means like this. That if somebody says he wants to pay 26, now we're talking about here, the Gemara says, where the owner says he'll pay 21. So by him saying 21, he has to pay a chaymish of the 21, which comes out to be 5 and another dinner. So he's going to have to pay by himself now 26 and a dinner. Therefore, what he said is really more what this person says 26. Therefore, Mrotzo Bailam means to say the Bailam has to say has to pay. Therefore, the Bailam has to pay now 31 and a dinner. Because by himself, he would have had to pay 26 and a dinner. And now that the other person said it's worth 5 more than he said, he only said 21. This one said 26, so we make him pay 5 more. But what's going to be v'imlav, the Gemara says, I mean, if the Bailam first did not say 21, let's say the Bailam only said he'll pay 20. So according to his cheshbon, he'll only have to pay 25 with the chaymish. And now that somebody else says he'll pay 26, so he gaskha will let that person keep it. Because Bezdin gains more to 26 rather than the 25 from the original owner. Mishnah Dalet. Machrim modim mitzoyim b'korah. A person wants to make something cherim, so he's allowed to do it from his tzoyin, from his boker. But the chiddush is, but not all. You cannot be machrim. We'll soon see it's a machloikas what stam cherim is, whether it means to give it to the kahanim or give it to the bedek abayis. But the kids, if you want, you can only do from your tzoyin or from your boker. May avodim from your avodim. Or mishivchoisov akananim. Or from your sode, from your shivcha kananim. You give some of them to cherim, not all of them. The same thing with Misteach Uzosai, you give from your fields of the Achuza. But to Mechrim es Kulam, let's say you machrim everything, the Gemara says doesn't mean all together. It means if you machrim all your tzoyin that you own, Eina Mechramim, then it's not Chal Cherim. Because the Pasuk says, Kol Cherim HaShiachim HaShem, it says, Mikol HaShem Yodim, Zoshim Mikol, and it says, Min HaBehema, the Mem means from, and not all. Mikol HaShaloi, and not all HaShaloi. Divrei Rebbe Elazar, these are the words of Rebbe Elazar. On this, Omer Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Mar Imlog, we learn out from this, that mayim legvoya ein odim rishur lahachrim es kol nechos. A person wants to give cherim to gevoya, whether it means it goes to the bet gabayis, even to the kahanim. Still, you should not give away everything. If so, alachas kama v'kama she yodim chayiv liyos chos al nechosov, that a person should have chasm and have rachmonis to try and keep his nechosim and not give it away. That a person should not give away, even from matana to somebody else, more than a fifth. That's the locha of al yevazveis yoyse mechaymish. Not only if it's tzedakah shouldn't you give a fifth, but even for a present to somebody else, you should not give away more than a fifth of your nechosim. Mishnah Hey. Hamachrim b'noyu bitoy, avdei v'shefchos ivrim, usodim iknosoy, einem mechromim. That's not called cherim. If you machrim your own son or your own daughter, as if to say you want to give it away for an omer, for a slave, or you avdei v'shefchos ivrim, or else a stein iknosim is a field that you bought of somebody else that does not really belong to you, you're going to have to give it back by yovel. So cherim is not chal, because that's the klal, shein od v'machrim dove shein eshloy, since you don't have a kinyan oilom, it's not really called yours, you can't be machrim it. Kahanim ulevim einam achrimim. Al kohen ulevim bechlal. They want to make something cherim. It's not chal cherim. Divrei Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon Eimer no. Hakahanim einam achrimim. True, they can't be machrim something washed achromim shalhem, because tam charomim goes to the kahanim, so you can't like be machrim it. But halavim achrimim, they hold levi could be machrim. Shein achromim shalhem, because the chrom doesn't belong to them. It's like a chiv upon you to give it to the kohen. Reb Yehuda, Rebbe says like this. Reb Yehuda. Near and divrei Reb Yehuda, I like what Reb Yehuda says. That even a levi cannot be mechrim, that's bekakois, on the karka that they own. Shnema, because the pasuk says, ki achuzas oilim hilohem, means no which belong to the levium, they have no right to give it away to the kahanim. But v'divrei Reb Shimon, likes what Reb Shimon says, that levium could be mechrim, b'metaltlim, on the utensils that they own. Shein achrom shalahem, because that doesn't have to belong to them, that they could give away. So therefore, since the chrom did not go to them, it goes to the kahanim, a levi could be machrim. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah Vov, charmei kahanim ein lehem pidyin, ele nitonim lakahanim. In other words, if a person of regular Yisrael said on his nechosim it should be cherim, meaning to say he has to give it to a kohen, and he's not allowed to redeem it like buy it back first. The pasuk says, lo yimochav lo yigoyel, but rather he has to give it to the kahanim. Reb Yehuda ben Maaseir Oimer, stam charom lebedek habayis. He argues on the Mishnah before, and he holds stam, a person says stam his soda or his house should be cherim, he means to give it to the bedek habayis. Shneva, the pasuk says kol cherim kodesh kadosh mul Hashem, it goes to Hashem and not to the kahanim. V'chomer nechom say no, stam charom lekahanim. When you make something stam cherim, you have to give it to the kohen. Shneva, the pasuk says kistei hacherim lakohen tiachuzosoi, that the stei hacherim goes to the kohen. And came if so, lo manem, what does the pasuk say, kol cherim kodesh kadosh mul Hashem, which is mashma should be like a korbin. So the Mishnah says, it means to say, shuchol ha-kotche kadoshim ha-kotchem kalim. Just means to say, even though you have a korbin in your house, you have an oila, or a shlomim, a kotchem kalim, if you say, a rezu cherim, it's like a chal on it, that you have to give the value of it, the ilu of it, you'd have to give to the kohen. Now the next Mishnah explains this, Mishnah Zayin, Machrim Odim Es Kedosh, a person could be Machrim, his own korban that he has, Ben Kotch Kedoshim, whether it's a korban oilo, Ben Kotch Kedoshim, whether it's a shlomim. In Neder, let's say the person said this oilo should be a Neder, the lochers a Neder means even though you lose it, you'll have to pay the money for it, so the value is upon you. Send the locher is, Nesin Es Adomim, you'll have to pay the value of this korban, you'll have to give to whatever you owe, to the kohen or to the bedek habayis. In the dove, let's say the korban was only in the dove, so if you lose it, you don't have to pay another one. So the nois nes tov losoi, you only have to pay the toivah had the hanor you have from the korban. And the Mishnah explains, what does that mean? That let's say somebody says, shor zer oila, this shor should be a korban oila, so it's in the dove, that if you lose it, you don't have to pay another one. So now that you machrim it, what do you have to give to hegdish, or else to kohen? So sort of like this. Oimdim, we value kama odom roitz. How much should a person be willing to give? Litein b'shor zel alois eirla. Because let's say somebody is not mechuyev to bring a korban eirla. He has an opportunity now. Stam to give a present to Hashem. The cheapest price. Like how much would he spend? Like if he gets a cheap buy, how much would he pay to have the korban, to have the present to Hashem? So that much is what you have to give. In other words, true. Even if this animal will die, you wouldn't have to bring another one. But what are you losing out? You're losing out the fact that if it would die, it got lost, you did not bring a present to Hashem. It's really now that it's being brought, it's a taiva to you, the present you're giving to Hashem. So we have to value how much you would pay just for that, and that's how much you have to give to Cherim, to the Kanim, or to the Bedek Abayis. Shena Rishoy means that you're not mechuyev to bring. Now HaBechor, a Bechor, firstborn that's born, Bein Tam, whether it's without a Mum, Bein Ba Mum, Machrim Noisei, if you want, you could be Machrimit. Ketzat Preyde Noisei, mean to say, how do we value how much money it's worth that you have to give to the Kanim, or to the Bedek Abayis? Is Oimdim, we say like this, we value Kam Odim Roitz Litim Bechor Zeh, Litim Leben Bitoy, or Leben Achois, how much would a person pay like that you should give that Bechor to his Mishpacha, to his son-in-law? That's called Toivus Anos, and how much money you have to give to the Kain. If Yishmol Oimer, Kosovach, whoever one Posek says, Taktish, by a Bechor Mashmi, you have to be Maktishit. The Kosovach, another Posek says, I'll Taktish, you don't have to be Maktishit. So Yev Shalom, you can't tell me Taktish that you have to be Maktish to Bechor, Shekva Nemor, I'll Taktish, the Posek says, you don't have to, I'll Taktish. V'yev Shalom, you can't tell me I'll Taktish, you don't have to, Shekva Nemor, Taktish, the Posek says, yes. Emma Miyatav, Mir, learn out like this, Magdish Reyato Hegdish Iloi. But ve'ein ato magdishri hegdish mizbech. By a bechor, you cannot be magdishit for another korban. Since it's a bechor, you can't make it into another korban. That's called ve'ein ato magdishri hegdish mizbech. But you could be magdish ilu, means like we just said before, the toifas anor, how much enjoyment you have from the bechor, that much money you'll have to give either to the kanim or to the bedek abayis. Perek chi. Somebody sells his field to stay achuza, bizman yervel is noig. So lochri is ainu mutter legur pochas mishtei shonim. The original owner cannot redeem it back less than 2 years. Shneimer the pasuk says the misbar shnei tvuos yimoch loch. It has to be sold for at least for 2 years. The lochach has a right to eat the produce for 2 years first. Then he has a right to redeem it back, even bar korcha. What's going to be yosef shnas shidochas in the first year? There was a plague, nothing grew. The Erekon, there was another plague, or Shriyas, or else the first year where Shemitah, you can't plant anyway. That's not called the 2 years of the Lekech, he has another year to hold on to. It has to be 2 years that he can plant on it. What's going to be Nora? He plowed it, but he did not seed it. Or Yaviru just left it empty. Then yes, it's part of the Cheshbin, because Lekech could have planted it, just he didn't. Reblezer Weimer, Mochul Alefnei Rosh Hashanah, V'yisel Yifil Yisdei Achuz Rabbi for Rosh Hashanah. The Malaya Paris, it's full, the produce is full, the field is full. As a razor, Ichemenu Sholosh Tvuas, the Shteshonim. Lakech has a right to hold on to it now and eat his crop. Then the next 2 years, he has a right to eat both crops. The Chiddush is, the Moicha can't tell him at the end of the second year, listen, I gave it to you full, give it back to me full. No, the Pasuk says, Shnei Tvuas, he has a right to eat everything that grows the first 2 years. Mishneh Beis, Mochro L'Rishim B'mona. Let's say the Bala Soda sold his field to Reuven for 100 zuz. That means Reuven sold his field to Shimon for $100. Or Mocha Rishon, another month later, then Shimon goes and sells it to Levi. Or Mocha Rishon, Lisheni B'Masayim, he sells it for 200. So now, when the original owner wants to come and buy it back, Eina Mechashev Elim Rishon, you only have to pay the Cheshbin how much it was worth according to the first one sale. Shneimer the pasuk says Lisha Shemoch Aloi is the first one that you sold it to. You buy it back from him according to that cheshbin. What's going to be the opposite way? Mochro L'Rishim L'Asayim. Reuven first sold his field to Steachuza to Shimon for 200, and then Mochro Rishim L'Sheni B'Mona. Shimon sold it to Levi for only 100. The Chiddush is Ainu Mechashev Elim Achroin. Again, when the Moicha comes to buy it back after 2 years later, he has a right to handle with the second one and take a cheaper price. Shneimer the pasuk says Loish. We dash in Lisha Sheva Secha. You have right to go to Kula if that's more Kula for the one that's inside the field now. Another locher is the kids we go both ways for the Moicher to make it easy for him to redeem it back after 2 years. Lo Yimoche Baruchet. Let's say you sold your field and after 2 years you want to redeem it back. So you can only redeem it back with new money that you get now. But not if you had a field before that was far away and now let us sell that far away field now. In order for Yigo Bekorov to buy back the close field. Or else, Baruah, if you already own the bad field, you can't sell that bad field now to get money, Yigo Bekorov Biyafa, to redeem this new field now. And the same thing, Layilva, you can't borrow money, Yigo, to redeem. For Layigo Lechatzoim, you can't redeem it back halfway. But rather, you have to have money, the new money you get now first, and you have to be able to redeem the whole field, not half of it. Well, the Hegdish, though, if you want to be part of an Hegdish, Mutta Bekulam, all these things are Mutta. You're not going to be paid halfway, you can borrow money, kitzel ze khame behedim im hegdish diz a khumadik loch as bei hegit modash ne psukim motzo that's the money that you first get now and not the money you had before this is a khumar by a sale of hegit and not by hegdish mr gimel ha moicher bei ze bot yer khame somebody sells his house in a city that has a wall around it from the times of Yeshua ben Nun in Eretz Yisrael so reize gimel yer has no loch now that you have a right to redeem it back right away and only the first year. For the goyel kosher name was the chodesh, you have a right to redeem it back throughout the first year. And hareza kimin ribis, really it's like a ribis, but v'yena ribis, it's not really a ribis. Because you're selling it now, and the person gives you, let's say, $1,000. At the end of the year, you give him back his $1,000, and you take back the field. So it looks as if he just lent you the $1,000 for a year, and you're giving it back. But in between, the lokeach is eating the peris. So the fruit that he eats looks like ribis, but really it's not, because since it's only through a mecher, it's mutter. What's going to be Mesa Mech, let's say the Mech, the one that sold it, died, is Yigo Benoi. Throughout that first year, even his son has a right to redeem it back. What's going to be Mesa Lekech, let's say Lekech dies, Yigo Miad Benoi, then the Mech has a right to redeem it back from the son. When do we start counting that year from the time you sold it? Shenemer says that Meloi Sloi Shana Samima. Even though the first one sold it to a second one a year later, a month later, we don't count the 2 years from the second sale, but from the time when the first one sold it. He has exactly 1 year to redeem it back. When the pasuk says temima complete, let's say the month, the year had 13 months, two others, so both are included. You have to wait till the end of the 13 months. Rabbi says no. Yitin lo shona vibura. Temima means to say that this year, after you sail, it's a year of 365 days. It's 11 days more that a sun year has over the moon year. So every single year, it's never 13 months. It's always 365 days you have to redeem it back. Mishnah Dalet, what's going to be? Higiya Yom Shnei Mos HaChodesh, it comes the end of the year for Lo Nigal, the original owner did not buy it back. His Cholot Loi, it remains now forever by the buyer. He has a right to keep it. It's like a Steachuz now for him. He does not have to give it back by Yovel. Echad HaLokeach, whether you sell a field in a Bati Yerichayma, V'yechash Nitla B'matana, whether you give it for Matana, has the same Halacha. The first year you could redeem it back, and after that not. Shneimer Pasuk says La Tzmitzus Loshen Rabin Tzmitzus applies to both a soda, a matona, and a mecher. Now, Barishayin Hayin Nitma, the beginning, what people used to do was the buyer used to hide Yom Shnei Mos HaChodesh, like the last day of the year they would hide because they knew the original owner wanted to buy it back from them, so they would hide that day that he cannot buy it back. Sheicholat Loi, that will stay by the buyer. So hiskin hilazak and hilazak in special takana shehi cholish es moisa belishcha, that the mocher has a right to put his money down. Cholish means put it there, put his money down in a special room by Bezdu or by the Beis Hamikdash, and then v'yeshever es adelus v'nichnas. The original owner has a right, like, to break down the door and take back his field. And Amos Hashiyutz allows whenever this person lokeach that ran away wants to come back and take his money, yovav yitzes moisav. So kids, hilu mega takana, that even though usually nesina, aydei adchak, or shlemi dait is not called a nesina, here is nesakan, that even though the lokeach is not here to receive the money, and he doesn't want to receive it, still it's called a good nesina. Mishnehei, ko shulif nimen achayma, anything that's inside, any house that's inside the wall around the city, hareyu kabati yorechayma, that has a loch like a bati yorechayma, chutz min asadis, but excluding the fields, there's only a loch of a bayis. A bayis has the special locha, if there's a wall around it, that you can only redeem it back the first year and after you lose it. But a field in that city does not have the special locha of a bati yerechayma. But a regular field, that you'll be able to be paid back anytime you want until yovel. Now, Rabbi Meir Oimer, af ha-sodish, Rabbi Meir knows, even a sodir also has this halacha. The Gemara says, we're not talking about a sodir that you can plant on, that everybody agrees. But the machlokes says by a hard field that you can't plant on, is a daimah to a bayis, or is still daimah to a soda. Now, bayis habona b'chayim, what's going to be, you have a house inside the wall itself around the city. So Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, ainu kaboti yerechayma. It's not considered like a din of boti yerechayma. That's only the houses inside the wall, but I mean from the wall inwards. But this is a house in the wall itself, that's considered like the chayma. You don't have the chumris, these din of boti yerechayma. V'shimon Eimano, no, the outside wall, that's called the wall around the city. And even though the house is inside the wall, it's called inside the city, and you would have this loch of bati yerechayma, you could only redeem it back the first year, and afterwards you lose it. Mishnah Vav, Ir shegagaseh choy mosa. Let's say there's no real wall around the city, just the walls of the houses, like you have houses all around the city. Like the gag, the roof, meaning the house itself is the wall. That's not called a wall. Or else v'shein makefes choy mimes mishur benun. Even though the city has a wall around it now, but the wall was not there at the times of Yeshua, is ainuk aboti yerachayim. It doesn't have these halachas aboti yerachayim. You can redeem it back anytime you want. These are the cases that have that's called an ear. That if you have a wall around it, it's called the Boti Erechayma. What's the smallest ear that you could have? It has to be at least Shalosh Chatzeres, three courtyards there. Shal Shnei, Shnei Batim. Each courtyard has at least two houses inside it. So together it has to be six houses. Mokofas Chayma, that's surrounded by a wall. Miyamais Mishur Benun. Then it has a special locha, Boti Erechayma. Kagoin, what are cases like this? Katzra Hayishana Shal Tziporim, the city Katzra, the old Katzra in the city of Tziporim, the Chakra Shal Gush Cholov, and Chakra, which is in Gush Cholov, in that place, these cities were cities that had walls around it for Yemais Yeshua. The Yotfas Hayishana, the old Yotfas, the Gamlo Ugedoid, the Chodid, the Oinoi Yushalayim, and the Chen Kok Yotzven, any other city they have, that like this Tenoyim, that has a wall around it from the time Yeshua ben Nun, it lost and it has a loch of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Now it's an Eretz Yisrael. We have this special loch of Batei Arei Chayma. Mishneh Zayin. Here's a new loch now, Batei HaChatzerim. Let's say you have a house in the city that does not have a wall around it, like the city is like a chotzer. So here it's a new loch, you go Lekula always. Meaning to say, if you sell your house in a city that does not have a wall around it, so you have the better gain rather than a house, or you have the better gain, the same coolness of a house that was sold in a city that has a wall around it. But you also have the coolness of a regular steachuzah that you sold. What does that mean to say? That nigolim miyad v'nigolim kol shtei mosa chodesh kebatim. They have the same malachla, just like we sell a house. We had before in the Mishnah, in the city that has a wall around it. So you have a right to buy it back right away. You don't have to wait 2 years. And the whole first year you could buy it back. And the Yoitzin, however, the cool here is that the Yoitzin b'yovel, that when it becomes yovel, it goes back to the original owner. By Yabotei, or we said, if you don't redeem it back after the first year, the buyer keeps it. It does not come back to the seller by yovel. But a house sold in a Boti Chatzerim, there's no wall around it, then it has the coolness of a steachuza, that if you do not redeem, if you do not buy it back by yovel, it comes back to you automatically. The yaitzim by yovel, and also the groyan kesef of kesodis, even years before yovel. Anytime you want to buy it back, you have a right, even by force of the sell of the buyer, you have a right to buy it back according to the price, how much it'll be worth each year, less and less, until yovel. So that's the coolness of a Boti Chatzerim, has the biggest coolness. Again, a regular steachuza, you can't redeem it back the first 2 years. Afterwards, you could. But the Arichayma, you could only redeem it back the first year. But here, a Boti Chatzerim, that's the biggest kula, that you can redeem it back anytime you want. And in case the Yevil comes one, you did not redeem it back yet, it also comes back to you. Now, what's called Boti Chatzerim? The Chiddush is, even in a city that has a wall around it, but if it's not called a city, it's also called Boti Chatzerim. It means Shtei Chatzeres. If you have only two courtyards in the city, Shal Shnei Botim, each courtyard has only two houses there, that's not called a city. Before we said it has to be at least three courtyards. So here, Afal Pi Shemakov, even though there's a wall around it, from Yemes Yeshua Ben Nun, Hariel, look at Boti Chatzerim, they're only considered like Boti Chatzerim, and you'll have these coolers now that you can redeem it back anytime you want, and by Yevil it comes back to you. Mishneches. What's going to be Yisrael Sheyorash Avi Imoy Levi? Let's say Yisrael Yarshin the Soder from his mother's father, which was a Levi. In other words, his mother died. Now, before his mother died, this boy is a Yisrael. His father is a Yisrael. And first, his grandfather died, his mother's father, which was a Levi. And his mother Yarshined him. And then, when his mother dies now, you Yarshin your mother. So it comes out now that the grandfather Levi's field is now coming down to Yisrael. So Lochris ain't a girl Kesedra Zer. He cannot be girlit like the Lochis of a Levi. Like we'll soon see the special Lochis of Levi on his field. He could redeem it back anytime he wants, even after Yovel. But here, since Now you're a Yisrael that yashened it. You do not have the kulas of a Levi. So Eina Goyel Keseder Azif. And the same thing, V'chein Levi. The opposite. Well, let's say the son is a Levi. Sheyoresh Esavi Imo Yisrael. His yashni from his grandfather, his mother's father, that was a Yisrael. His character is coming down to him. Also, Eina Goyel Keseder Azif does not have a right to be goyled like a regular Levi could. You know, it's owned by Yovel, he loses it. Shneimer the Pasuk says, Ki Bote Orei Halevim. Means there's a special kula by the Orei Halevim that they have a right to redeem it back anytime they want to. But that kula is only Achie Levi. It has to be the person right now who is a Levi, the owner is a Levi, not in our first case where it's Yisrael. And also, we Orei Halevim, it has to be fuels that start out to be an Orei Halevim, not like the second case with the Levi Yasha from his grandfather, the Yisrael. Tivrei Rebbe, these are the words of Rebbe. However, the Chomer of the Chomer say no. Ein advor mamura mela bi Orei Halevim. He knows no, these special kulus were said upon an Orei Halevim. Means that the Levi ki bi goya gulus olam said totally bi Orei Halevim, not in the owner, but in the conqueror itself. So in the first case, where the Yisrael is yashkening his grandfather, which was a Levi, since the conqueror was a state Levi, then the Yisrael now would have this kulu, could redeem it back anytime he wants. Because that's the pasuk of Gula Salam Tilem, they have a right to redeem back their karka anytime they want. They can never lose their karka a Levi. Now the Mishnah says, Ein Oisin Sode Migrish. There's a special halacha by the Orei Halevim that the first 1,000 amos outside the city has to be a Migrish, means it has to be empty. They can't plant there, they can't use it there, just for nice. And then the second 1,000 amos outside the city was called a Sode that they could plant on it. Those are two halachas of an Orei Halevim. So Mishnah says, Einoisin saw the migrash. You're not allowed to make the 2,000 into a migrash, but rather you're supposed to plant the 2,000. For a migrash saw there, but the 1,000 you're not supposed to plant. For a migrash ear, what's supposed to be a migrash empty, you're not supposed to build houses there. And also, v'loy ear migrash, a place that's supposed to be built up with houses, you should not leave it empty. That's not called Yishev Eretz Yisrael. You're supposed to build houses there. Omer Reb Lozer, Lozer says like this, Omer Reb El Lozer, the medavim amur, when was this said, b'yor alavim? Only in a special Orim that went to the Levium. Avabori Yisrael, but the rest of Eretz Yisrael was giving out to Klai Yisrael. Oisim saw the Migrash, they could change around and make a Sodom into a Migrash. But Veloy Migrash Sodom, they cannot make, meaning to say, a Migrash makes it look nice, makes the field nice, so it makes the city look nice. More people come and want to live there. So even though you had a Sodom outside the city, you can make it into a Migrash, make it beautiful, make it look nice. But the opposite way, no, v'loy migra sodi, you can't take the beautifulness of the outside city and make it into a sodi, because that will stop the isha, people won't want to live there. Migrash ir, but that you're allowed to. If you have a place that looks beautiful, you want to build houses there for more people to live there, that's okay. But v'loy ir migrash, you're not allowed to change around the place that you live there to knock down the houses and start to make a park out of it, to make it empty. That's not right. Kadesh layach rivu es ara Yisrael, you should not have, like the isha of Eretz Yisrael, you should not have the cities that you'd live there to be Chorev. So you're not allowed to knock down buildings in Eretz Yisrael to make a park, to make it empty. Now the Mishnah ends off, HaKahanim V'Halaviyah Moichim Le'elam. According to Levi, they have a right to sell the Steachuz anytime they want, even right before Yovel, even though Yisrael cannot do it less than 2 years from Yovel. Mark says, Mispah Shnei Tfuas, but according to Levi, could sell their fields Le'elam. And V'Gerdim Le'elam, they have a right to redeem it back. Even though it's a Boti or a Chayma, the Yor Levium, they have a special loch of the Kanam of the Levium, they could be girl, redeem it back anytime they want. Shneimer the Pasuk says, Gulas Olam Tila Levium. Levium always have a Gula, and Kanam also are like called B'nai Levi. Now they have a right to redeem it back anytime they want, before Yevul, on Yevul, after Yevul, they always have a right to redeem it back. Alright, Ankan Masechta Erechim. Stop here.